Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 31st, 2020. Today is Tuesday in the fifth week of Lent. Today I'm going to read one of the Psalms appointed by the daily office, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses of the Negev. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves." I'm old enough to remember lots of Westerns. Western television programs, Western movies. And one of the features of every Western town was not simply a saloon or a jail in the sheriff's office or the local general store, but every Western town had some sort of a church house. And if the congregation was ever pictured in the church house, it seemed like they were only ever singing one of two hymns. They were either singing Amazing Grace, or they were singing, "Bringing in the Sheaves." And I remember singing that in the church I grew up in. And I was nearly an adult before I realized that the inspiration for "Bringing in the Sheaves," the hymn, was Psalm 126. But as I read Psalm 126 today, I thought back to that hymn, and I thought I would simply share the lyrics to it, and some of you may even remember the tune. Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze, by and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth with weeping, sowing for the Master, though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, He will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Back to the psalm. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. This particular psalm speaks to me today, as I've been busily doing all things digital pastoring. There have been video conference calls and texts and Twitter direct messages and old-fashioned phone conversations, plenty of email, as we're all continuing to find our new rhythm in this world of sheltering in place. And I thought about the people of Israel. Their exile was not to their homes, but to another land altogether. They were taken away from their place of worship, They were taken away from their communities. They were taken away from, in some cases, their families. And they had lived apart. And so the psalmist recalls the time when the fortunes of Jerusalem, the fortune of the people was restored, when exile was ended, when they were able to return to the places of familiarity. To be sure, the people who returned were not the people who had been taken away. But through the years of exile, the hope of return had kept the people in their identity and in their worship of God. To be restored, to get back home, to get back to those familiar rhythms and places, after having sown tears in exile for decades, what songs must the people of God sung as they made their way back to their generational lands? They'd gone out. Actually, they didn't go of their own accord. They had been literally dragged away. They'd been dragged away, weeping for what was lost in their exile, but carrying the seed of faith. And through the decades, through the generations, the seed continued to be tended by tears of lament and tears of sorrow, but the seeds were tended. And then the day came when they got to return to what was theirs. And the sheaves they shouldered weren't necessarily sheaves of grain, but they were the sheaves of faithfulness, the sheaves of hopefulness, the sheaves of joy, the fruit, the harvest of all the faithful tears while they had been in exile. Psalm, again, really speaks to me. For so many of us are feeling lost and cut off and separated. Our regular routines have been interrupted. It's easy to spend way too much time watching the news and feeling more and more anxious, because we're in this time where we can see the things happening all around us, but there's very little we can do. And so I find great hope as we continue our indoor exile. I find great hope that our faithfulness, our lament, our continued prayer, our continued practicalities of loving our neighbor by sheltering in place, our weeping for those who grieve and those who have been lost. I have no doubt that there will come a day that we will return, not joyful because there's a happy ending, but we will return joyful because God, through God's grace and through God's tender care, will have given us a new beginning. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.